Sar. Okay, we're mirchaving next week. We're going to learn. I have a new sefer that came out on pets. It's a very good sefer on pets. All the laws, like by the table, you're still the one with their boxes. Next week we'll do about pets. Anyone have a pet? Does anyone have a pet here?
No.
In the shir?
Durable
cow?
Not in the shear. No one here has a pet in the shear?
Not in the shear, not at home.
No, we got a few missing here.
Two-legged or four-legged?
Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Memhei, page Samach Vav. We're on page Samach.
Rabbi,
okay, page Samach Vav. Okay, Rabbi, please, can we have some decorum? Okay, we have way, way too many disruptions. Samach Vav, halacha memhei, halacha memhei. Again, on page Samach Vav. If you don't have enough what to daven about, Rabbi Sai, if you don't have enough what to daven about, have something else to add to the list. And that is that you should not be the cause of causing someone harm. I once interviewed a celebrity, a Goyisha celebrity, and I was very, very impressed. I was very moved. And they asked us, like, what's your purpose in this world? Like, what do you... And he said, do no harm. That's the goal. Do leave this world. When you leave this world, it should not be said about you that you were the cause of any harm. If you can say that about yourself, you're way ahead of the game. That's an amazing insight. It's an amazing thing. We always think about, oh, what did you accomplish? What's your legacy? What did you leave over in this world? Forget about what are your legacy. Let's talk about how much harm you brought into, how many people did you cause pain and suffering? How many people did you step on their toes? Did you insult? I hear a guy at the end of a year of saying Kaddish, guy walks and he brags, today is the last day and I am so proud of myself. I did not miss one tefillah where I did not daven as the shliach tzibur. I didn't miss. Can you imagine that? Every single tefillah, not only did I say Kaddish, I did not miss one tefillah where I was not the shliach tzibur. What a tzaddik I am. My legacy. So, really, at what cost? How many people did you shove? Did you step on? Did you insult? Guy comes to the oven and says, I have yard sight today for my mother, or for my father. So he says, how does your father come anywhere near my mother? Okay? So someone makes a statement like that, your whole year of saying Kaddish ain't worth nothing.
Well, if someone's a member, someone's not a member.
All right, that's a different story. And you're right, I mean, you should know, even in those cases, is it really Kedai? Many times in life, you're right. You're 100% right.
So what?
I mean, so what? Is it really worth it?
When I was saying Kaddish, I met somebody, he became, in their throat, he was a member of every local synagogue.
So he can say Kaddish wherever he goes. So very good, at least he gave him a check. Some people, they dive in the shoe their whole life. They don't give him a donation their whole life. They're loaded. They got money under their mattress. And they don't give $5 to the local shul. So we should give money to the shul. It's not so bad. What?
The soft shul.
Or somebody comes only when he has yard set to daven. The other guy comes when he has yard set, doesn't have
yard set. Okay, what I've grown up with is that it's not such an important thing to daven for the yom.
That's correct.
Okay, I daven with Chaim Berlin all the years. Uh-huh. There, the attitude is it really doesn't matter one bit. That's the attitude there. If yard side, not yard side, yechiv, it really doesn't matter. So you daven, you don't daven. It really, and the people that push themselves up there, they're not looked on. That's a very, I like that attitude. It's very, you go to certain shuls, oh, what goes on?
Some shuls is one guy that davens all the time. In other words, the guy davens mincha every day. He'll daven mincha. In other words,
even if you don't get
a chance.
You know, every shul is different.
What do the Yekis do? People try to explain to me.
Every shul is different. You can't generalize. Some shuls, they go to such extremes where Shabbos Musaf, I saw this in a very chashuv shul, in Shabbos Musaf, in the shul itself, half the shul, no machitza, part of the shul, there was one person having Musaf, on the other side of the shul, they were davening musaf. And I don't know when it came to Kedusha, I don't know, they were singing, not singing, I don't know. Can you imagine?
No.
The two people insisted they have to daven musaf on Shabbos. We're in the room of the, can you imagine, in this room here itself?
And one downstairs, and one upstairs, and one in the bathroom.
Yeah, so that, even that's a little bit strange. What's the purpose of having a shul if you're not going to have one minion?
There's some opinions right that you must have one minion. You shouldn't break away.
But Moshe would never allow it. A lot of shuls, big shuls, there weren't rabbis. One minion only. That is machlekes, because why does he get the...
Okay, let's go right, please. The point over here is, this is a rule in life. The rule in life is, do no harm. Do no harm in the Purim Mispal. Forget about being Mispalel. Instead of being Mispalel, what will I leave over in this world? What am I going to leave over in this world? It's a very nice thing to pray for. There's way too many distractions. A little bit is good, but it's just every second there's another distraction. It's way. Even when I complain, you're making a distraction. It just goes to show how little. Abayisai, please, a little, just sense of decency. What's so funny? I have some decency. You don't have to say anything. Quiet. Nothing to say. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. You don't have to have comments. Everyone, and on the comments, please. Le'olam yispal adam shlo tovay ta'kol al yodai. A person has to be mispal. He should not cross. The story is, could I repeat the story of Yaakov Kamenetsky? A boy walks into the yeshiva, shir late. Where are you? Why are you late? I got into a car accident. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says to him, did you injure someone? So the boy says, Baruch Hashem, no. Are you okay? Did you get hurt? Are you injured? Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. The boy, it bothered him for a long time. Why did Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky first say to me, did you hurt someone? Why didn't he? I'm his Talmud. He should be concerned about me. Why is he concerned about what happened to the other person? So he asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says, because that's the ikar tafkid in this world, is not to cause someone harm. So you're my Talmud. It's like you're like my child. What I'm concerned about is, did you cause someone else harm? Did you run over someone else? Did the person that you hit, whatever, are they hurt? Are they injured? A person's first concern is, did you cause someone else harm? The second concern is, how are you doing? The ikar tafkid is li'olam yispala. Whenever it says li'olam means at all times, no ands, if buts. Yispalel adam shaloi tavoi takola al yada. You should not be the cause of someone else suffering in this world, whether in the ruchnius or gashmius, whatever it is. Kigoin hamelech ash asa bar birama. What happened? This was the melech asa, the king. This is in Yirmiyah. Asa bar birama mil ohu Yishmol ben Nesanya chalalim. He filled up this bar with dead bodies. Lefi shechata al shenishon al ben hadad melech adam gilgula, because he sinned. What was the punishment? Why did this happen? Because he relied upon Ben Hadad Melech Aram. Gilgalu ze al yadoi shemagalgalin zuchus al yidei zakai v'choiva al yidei chayim. In other words, he was the cause, the king. He did an avera, and he relied upon Hadad. Ben Hadad Melech Aram. In other words, whatever the case there is, he relied upon him, he did an avera, and he formed an alliance with a non-Jewish king. Instead of putting his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he formed an alliance with the Goyshe King Hadad. He will be the one to come to his rescue in the case the Jewish people are attacked by Sancheirith. So what was the punishment? The punishment was that there was a war and many Jewish people died. So it turns out that Melech Asa was Goyrim Atakola. Many people in Klal Yisrael suffered because of Melech Asa. Because Melech Asa did not have faith in Hashem, he put his faith in the boss of Adam. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a punishment upon the Jewish people, and many of them died, were killed in a war, and they were filled up in this pit. What?
Why are the people suffering? Because of Asa.
why? So that's an age-old question, right. that everyone ish b'cheto yumos. The answer basically is that it's a mixed bag. Hashem, every person that suffers is because it's fear. Hatsur tamim pa'olo. However, he mentioned this, but there is a more direct cause in this world that we can trace why the person suffered, because of megalgalin zuchus ali de zakai v'choiva ali de choiva. In other words, we have to have a muna that these people anyway would have died, anyway would have suffered at some point in time. But because Melech Asa did a terrible avera, he publicly was mechal Hashem by relying upon man, not relying upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it was through him these people suffered. If he did not do the avera, then these people, we have to have emuna. It's very hard to understand this. Would anyway would have to suffer. They also would have suffered because of ish b'cheto yumas. But now because Melech Asa did a terrible avera, so we're going to kill two birds with one stone. We're going to bring suffering upon the king and we're going to on the nation, and these people are going to die, and these people will relate, will connect the dots and attribute their suffering to the king, to Melech Asa. That is a real guilt. And that guilt is something that he has to live with for the rest of his life. That's because of me, all of these people died. So that's a terrible guilt to go into the next world knowing that someone died because of you, someone suffered because of you. This is a horrible thing. He was a guilty person, and it's because of him someone else suffered. Say all about. Many wars. In Echonami, David plague exactly. Vayomer, we say Tachan every single day. David, that's a response. Tsar li ma'od. Nibla Nabiyar Hashem, every single day, 100 people died. Because David HaMelech, he made a terrible mistake. Even a child knows you're not allowed to count Jewish people. He went, he wanted to take a census. He wanted to know how many people are in the country. So he counted every single person in the country. And every single day, 100 people started dying. And therefore he went, and Vayom, that David fell Tachlon. And it was mispalel, and he was told, and that's what Chazal tells, that was the takana, when they were misaking the takana, to say 100 brachas every single day. You say 100 brachas every single day, it takes away the magefa. So in Echanami, so you're right, David HaMelech lived with that guilt. It's not a pleasant feeling to know that someone in this world suffered because of you. Even though the Torah says you're allowed to kill a Ratzayach, he did not want to kill Shaul. Shaul wanted Shaul had of a Rodef. Shaul HaMelech was trying to kill David illegally, and David, according to Halacha, was permitted to take the life of Shaul. Yet David never did it. David would rather allow himself to die than to kill the Mashiach Hashem. Why? Because he did not want to live with the guilt of knowing that he was the cause of someone else's death. When he found him sleeping, lying in the Magol, get a tent, whatever it was, or in a cave, sometimes a cave. Omar, he says, if I will go and kill him because he's trying to kill me, it will be a very big chil Hashem. This is a very fascinating insight from the Sefer Chassidim. He writes something. This is something which is not so clear where he's getting this from, and it's very interesting. Talk about Rabin, modern times. The Prime Minister of Israel was assassinated by Yigal Amir. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What are the consequences? Therefore, let's talk in the eyes of the people who wanted to assassinate him. We are over your prime minister and their corrupt mind. Okay, I'm saying that he's not following our political agenda. We represent the party. We have an agenda, and this prime minister is not following our agenda, and he's an impediment. So if we assassinate him, he's out of the way. Okay, we got rid of him. He's out of the way. New elections, and now our man gets in, and now our agenda has been achieved. So you won, right? You won. We got rid of the old prime minister, we put a new person into office, and now our agenda has been achieved. You won the battle, but you lost the war. How did you lose the war? Because when the world sees that their leader has been assassinated, the world has no respect for the whole nation in its entirety. And they step up and they abuse and they bring upon the nation horrible, horrible gezeiros. They bring upon the whole nation becomes vulnerable because of your foolish act. You're a klein mensch. You have a problem. You think you're going to solve your problem by killing the prime minister. And now you'll get what you want. Yeah, you won this little battle. But the whole Klal Yisrael now is looked down at as a nothing nation in the eyes of the world, and there's many, many consequences and ramifications. It's exactly what David HaMelech said. This fellow here, now David was even a better position, because David was, according to Halacha, it's Mashmah, he was allowed to. Okay, Yigal Amir was a Ratzeach, nothing to talk about. But David HaMelech is not a Ratzeach. David HaMelech was allowed to kill Shaul HaMelech, he was allowed to kill him. He's a Ratzeach, he's a Raydev. He's a Raydev, he's not what he's doing, he's 100% crazy, what he's doing to him. So if he kills him, the Bezin will give him a pass. Yet, how will this event be viewed in the eyes of the world? It'll be viewed that this nation of Klal Yisrael, they're crazy people. They kill their leaders. So therefore, you know what? Let's go and rally. Let's go form an alliance. And we'll go and we'll attack them. We'll attack the whole nation. We'll take the whole land for ourselves. That was the calculation that David HaMelech made. That's why he did not kill him. I don't want the whole Klal Yisrael to suffer because of me. I will go kill Shaul. I'll get him off my case. But by getting off my case now, the long-term consequence is the whole Klal Yisrael is going to suffer because of me. Omar, the whole world will now rise up against us and fight a war against the Jewish people. When the Goyim see that we kill our leaders, they look at us as cockroaches. Mutav sheyahorek, it's better for the benefit of Klal Yisrael that I don't kill the Roideh. If I don't kill Shaul, sheyahorek v'al yavit ha'kol al yadi. See how far it goes to make cheshbonos? How far it goes that David has said it would be better that I should die, my life should come to an end, that I should be the cause, be selfish and take care of myself, even though I'm entitled to. Al pi halach, I'm entitled to do this. But I'm going to, through my actions, going to bring a takola to Gans Klal Yisrael. V'al yavoy takola yadi v'chein masid b'mordechai. What is it about Mordechai? Or Mordechai loy kam v'loy zah mimenu. Mordechai did not stand up for Haman. Omar, what's the pshat? How come he didn't do? He didn't want to stand up. Omar, im akum yipanav yishtachnu akol avod zara. Mutav sheyarguni v'al tavay takol al yadi. It's an interesting calculation because the Chazal say another way around. Also, they say that he was right, but Mordechai's calculation was: I'm not going to stand up for this guy, this Achashverosh, this Haman. If I bow down to Haman, even though I may be allowed to, maybe you'll show me in halacha whatever the situation I'm allowed to. I am the leader. I'm the model. Everyone is watching me. If I'm going to do it, the whole Klal Yisrael will do it. I may save my life by bowing down to this madman, but the long-term consequence of me doing this is there won't be a Klal Yisrael anymore. If I'm going to do it to save my life today, then it'll be in the newspapers. Everyone's going to do this. If everyone bows down to Haman, Hashem will just say, Jews, forget it, you're no longer my people. If you want to go worship idols, that's the end of Klal Yisrael. Better I don't bow down to him, and I'll die a martyr. I'll die a martyr, and people will learn from me what it means to die as a martyr, to give up your life, al-Kiddush Hashem, and that way, Klal Yisrael will remain. So here, even if Mordechai can legitimize why it's mutter al pi halacha to bow down, or whatever the situation was, he made a long-term calculation. A zehu chacham haroya es hanoylad. It's not going to be to his benefit. Mordechai is because he's going to be the cause of takala al yodei for the rest of Klal Yisrael. It's always kedai. All the mistakes in life are always when we don't look ahead. We look at the moment. We isolate the moment. The goal is always a zeh chacham haroya es hanoylad. Is to be able to see when you do something today, where will this take you? Today it's a kleinikai, it's a narishkai to do this. Big deal to do this, do that. But where does this lead us in the future? When you're dealing with individuals, it doesn't really make much of a difference, usually. But when you're dealing with people who are in charge of in leadership positions, and they have institutions that they represent, and they make decisions, so, it's a kleinikai, just give in, do this, do what's popular, do that, do this, do that. But when you're dealing on a larger scale with many people, you have to understand, even small little things changes the direction and leads you to a place that you may not want to be. I remember many, many years ago, my father was in the press in YU, and in Stern as well, and I don't know what they do today, but then the girls, there was a popular uprising among the girls in Stern. They wanted to have their own Megillah laning. They have their own Beis Medrash, they have their own all these things, so there was a very, they wanted to have their own Megillah laning. And for women to have their own Megillah laning, there is a lot of support in Halacha that it's 100% mutter. Because Persumei Nisa, 10 people, 10 women, women for women, they wanted to have a public minyan in Stern College in the Beis Medrash just for the girls. And the girl will lane the Megillah for all of the girls in the Beis Medrash. So because it was on such a big scale, so they had to get permission from the Rosh HaYeshiva. And who was the Rosh HaYeshiva then of YU? Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam. And Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, he heard what they had to say, and he said that I'll put halacha, it's mutter, but you can't do it. I don't want you to do it. I'm not giving you permission to do this, because basically, where is this going to take us? What's next?
Yeah, what's
next? Where will this take us in the future, this action? So he said, no. He said, no is no. I'm not letting you do this. Now, this was years ago. Since then, you know, he should have a refuah shalema. Since then, a lot has happened in Klal Yisrael and YU. So I have no idea. I just remember this. It sticks out in my mind many, many years ago. My father even told me the story. You know, he probably read him in the commentator. I'm sure you can probably go online. You can probably get all the old copies of the commentator. You can validate that this story is true. He said, no, where is this going to take us? It's mutter. Al-pi halacha, he was probably more qualified to show you rayos and berudos that it's mutter to do such a thing. But this, you know, it's a slippery slope. So you go one thing, you have a private minyan in your house, who cares? It's not going to take you anywhere. A private minyan, you want to go do something that's a little questionable, it's mutter, it's not ethical, all right, who cares? But when you're leading an institution or organization, you make a little decision, a small little decision, where will it take you down the line? Yeah, he gives you two very beautiful examples, David and Mordechai. David HaMelech and Mordechai, they made cheshbonos of where this action will take Klal Yisrael. They were leaders, and they saw the future in front of them. That's true leadership. Yes.
Except these two cases, David HaMelech and
Mordechai.
Yeah. Other situation also, about Lord Hashem, Lord Go, you should not do this.
What are the situations? Give me an example.
For example, someone is going to report to government something.
I don't know the answer. It's way too general. The question is way too general. Every situation is unique, different. It's you're asking a question that's way too general. I don't know the answer.
If somebody's going to Lashon Hara,
we should not. We had an agreement. One back and forth. Kol Ma'asecha next. Membav. Kol Ma'asecha Yud L'Shem Shemayim. All of you, Memvav, everything from Shemayim, lo yadam haylech lechol oil lishon the kavnasa sheyebari v'shamit lasek dimei haylo mazeh. Okay, this the shoot everyone knows this from kindergarten is that everything you do in this world, you have a good time. It's all the ultimate kavanah that it should be. You should use your koyach, your renewed vigor when you go on vacation. You should order to come back renewed and refreshed to serve Hashem. B'lias roidev, not to go. I should be fresh so I can now make new business deals just to have more pleasure. I'm going to go to sleep. I can daven better tomorrow. When a person washes his hands, makes a bracha, have to have kavanah. You always need to refresh kavanah from davening and brachos. Asher hifli chas to imo, who has done wonders with him. The nasan lo yaperos lealechem, giving you peros alechem lehanes mehem to have pleasure vitzivo es hamitzvos vitzivo, and in giving you, command you to do the mitzvos. Person never gets depressed. You should always realize that there are billions of people out there that would trade place with you in a heartbeat. Whatever person has, there are so many people who have a lot less. And even though no one has a perfect life and everyone has difficulties, you have to always be thankful for what you have and recognize Hashem has done wonders. Asher hifli chas, everything would be chalshik live in America. Only 300 citizens in America. You know how many people would be chalshik to have a citizenship in the United States of America? They would give up their mother. They would sell their mother to be zoicha to live in the United States of America. So just being a citizen here, there's nothing to complain about. Nothing to complain about. You have rights, you have protection, you have freedom, and all these things. If you're not, you live in a third world, you live in another country, it's a whole different world. We don't even appreciate. We don't appreciate the bracha that we have. So every person, so we always need constant reminder of these words, Asher hifli chasta imoy. Hashem has done wondrous kindness with him and has given him all of these blessings, and there's nothing to complain about. Next paragraph. V'lo yaseh kadam. You need more chizuk. You need more. Those are things that a person typically steps upon. When you do something that's unique, once in 28 years, birchas hachama, the whole world's going to come out, the cameras are going to be clicking in the video. Ah, birchas hachama, to make the bracha, isa ma'is the bereshin, sride birchas hachama. But a mitzvah that you do every single day, you make a shahakol niya bidvaroi, you make an al netilas yodayim, big deal. I do this every five minutes, I make an asher yotzar. So I have to have kavana every time I make an asher yotzar. You bet. Adarabba, you should make the asher yotzar with the same kavana you make when you make a bracha, you make one in 28 years. What bracha do you make once in 28 years? A birch sachama. Okay, a bris mila. Okay, a father has a child. Zaycha to make a bracha. How many times in the person's life does he have the zchus to make the bracha? Asher ki deshanu b'mitzvayseh v'tzvin lach nisay b'vrisoy shel Avraham Avinu. It's so sad because the Moel tells you, say it very quickly. Because I can't do the cutting until you finish. I'm stuck in the middle. So say it very quickly. What do you mean, say it very quickly? It's once in a lifetime. Twice? Three, how many times do you have the zuchus to make that bracha? What do you mean, say it very quickly? I always find it, like, you know, in Chaim Berlin, they daven very slow. They're very yeshivish. They're very slow, you know. Baruch atah. But when it comes to bris mila, the Moel always tells the guy, the Bala Bris. I never heard a guy there by a bris mila say, Baruch atah. Never heard. It's always 90 miles an hour. Okay, 90 miles an hour. Why? Because that's what's going on. A bris mila, you got to go quick. Nothing to talk about. But yet, when it comes to not, when you have an opportunity, you need chizuk, and just because you do it every single day, that's not an excuse. You have to always renew yourself. Next paragraph. Do not be moitzid vami piv lo higoyen malev. A person should not just do lip service. V'al zeh, chora, and this, chora av Hashem yamosh, v'sholach lonu esad yishayah. V'amar Yan ki Nigash, we learned this once upon a time. Nigash ha'am hazeh befiv, they've come near me. Uvis fasav kibduni, they honor me with their lips. But v'libar rochak mi many, their hearts are distant. Mi mizruch l'mayrif. V'ati yirasa v'ayisi mitzvah sanashim mi limuda. It's a lip service. It's just autopilot service. You behave, you live a life of autopilot. You don't even know this Ribbono Shel Olam. You come, you put on tefillin, you come to da'alun daf gemara. Person goes the whole day, he comes to Daf Yomi, he put Davin, puts on tefillin, he does all these mitzvahs, and he hasn't even thought about Hashem for one moment. Isn't that horrible? It could very easy could happen. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yishai, Yishai, Re'ei Ma'asim, but look at what people are doing in this world. Ki Eile Yalo Lefanim, they're all fakers. It's all for show. U'machzikim ki ka'odam, u'machzikim bi ka'odam, shemachzik v'neg minig avosa biyodo, they just do lip service. They just live a life of actions. Bombevei, see, they come to my bias. We mispalim lefonai tefilos hakavuos kivinig avosam, like the parents. Beloy leiv shalem. And during the Shemona Esrei, what are they thinking about? Business. What's for lunch? What's for breakfast? What's the next thing on my agenda?
Then they flip. flip of that, should also be true that the people who were doing Avodah Zarah, so they're not to blame either because they didn't do it the way.
Maybe you're right. So maybe you're Taka right. So maybe they're not as guilty as we think they are. Maybe you're right. Like once my father gave a drush that says, how can you talk in the church? They don't talk. In the church, the guy says, Rabbi, I used to go to church. Let me tell you, Rabbi, they talk during church service, and they talk during when the priest, the bishop talks, they talk. Even the cardinal, they don't listen to his drushes. It's all the same. Don't use it as an argument. In the church, trust me, I used to go to church. Trust me, it's all the same. So you're right. So you're right.
Rabbi Willick's sister said that if you were to, when she wrote down, that, and it was in a many, many years ago, when it was in a movie theater, and they had the sign posted there by Chava Willick, his youngest sister, that in a movie theater, if you would talk,
they'll say you're out.
People keep saying,
that's right.
Think about it when you're in shul.
I went to a concert. My sister was a violinist, a professional violinist. I went to a concert in the Pope Auditorium in Fordham University. Okay? I went to and I was there all the way in the back, and I was holding in my hand a plastic bag, a regular plastic bag. And as I was sitting there, it was like, whatever, it just crinkled, a plastic bag. And during the break, a woman came over to me from the mill, and she said to me, it is so disconcerting what you have done to let that bag, that plastic bag, in the middle of the concert. What in the world are you talking about, lady? Okay? So that is a halavai in shul. Halavai, it should be such a darga to pay attention. Let's go further. Hey, Menachem Esidim, they wash their hands. Look how he makes, look at what he writes. Incredible, he writes in Chassidim. Menachem Esidim, Levarchem al Mitras Yadayim. Ubaitzim Birchas HaMaitzi. Then they go and they take the Megan Birchas HaMaitzi. Shaitzim, they drink. Levarchem Kamoy Shadavar, Shogar Befiyem. Achat Eishim, Levarchem, Einam Mischadim Levarcheni. They don't even know I exist. Lechein al Kein Chora Apo Bo. Hashem is angry. V'nishba B'shmo HaGadol La'abed. Chochmas Chachamov HaYodim Oso. Incredible, Chorban. Hashem says, all of these people, they're not going to exist anymore. I'm going to do wondrous things. It's amazeh. Haflei v'ofela. You hear that expression? Haflei v'ofela. Double expression of wonder upon wonder. There's once a Rav that said, Giants, they got into the Super Bowl. It's a Pella. They would make it. And they won? Pele Ploim. Half labor fella. Double of double, right? Half labor fella. The of the Chochmas Chachama Vinas and Divoinav Tistasar will be called
heart. You couldn't say it
now. Okay, so therefore he writes over here is a Rachmana Litzlan. The mitzvahs anoshim milimuda is a terrible thing, and I wrestle when he made some plaque and he said something that's very important. But what about the goyim? In my personal opinion, it's the worst thing a person can say is that we're no different than the goyim. That is a pathetic, pathetic excuse in any field. We're not the goyim. Talk about the scandal of taking money from the government and not teaching limudei chol. Oh, but in the public schools, they're ignorant. They don't even know anything. It's the same thing. Who cares? That's not an answer to. Not an answer. If a Jew is caught with his pants down, if a Jew is caught in the scandal, there's nothing. What kind of pathetic answer? Oh, we're no different than the goyim. That's not an answer. If you're a ganav, if you're a mechil Hashem, if you do something wrong, you're wrong. You're wrong. Don't go say, oh, but the goyim do it. That is a pathetic, pathetic excuse. We're not the goyim. We're not to be compared to the goyim. If it's right, if it's wrong, it's wrong. We have laws. We have Torah. We have halacha. We have Torah that's choshev. And if the Torah does not allow it to be done, it's usur. Don't go use a pathetic excuse. I once have a very chashur rabbi. He says that they always say in yeshivas, they would say, the goyim ugh, the ugly, the ugh, the stupid, that because him, the nothing of nothing. So he says that's the worst technique you can use in the world of chinuch. Because you know why? Because what do they teach? They teach that the Jews are better. The Jews are better than the Goyim. But better than them. Ki atem, you're better. So the rabbi said, if the Goyim are garbage zero, then what are we? We're just better. We're better. So what does it mean we're better? We're better garbage.
Better
garbage. Right? You go out, I'll take you down. I'll take you down to the sanitation. I'll show you the trucks. This garbage truck has garbage, real schmutz. And this garbage truck, the garbage is a little bit better. It doesn't smell as bad. Two garbage trucks parked next to each other. One stinks really bad, and one stinks, but not as bad. So Klal Yisrael is like the second garbage truck that stinks, but doesn't stink as bad as the other garbage truck. That's the lesson you're teaching people when you say, well, the Goyim also do it, and we're better than the Goyim. That's the lesson you teach. Goyim are garbage, and we're better than the Goyim, so we're just better garbage. There are two mistakes. Number one, don't compare us to the Goyim. Number two, the Goyim are not garbage. They're not garbage. Goyim have a lot to offer. Chochma bo'amim tamin. Goyim have a lot to offer. Hashem created them. They're the Yetzir Kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an infinite amount of chochma amongst the Goyim. They're choshuv. They're very choshuv. Sometimes they're Rishoyim. We know that to be the case. But they're Hashem's creation. They have a lot of potential. But guess what? We're even better. They're as choshuv as you get. But we're still better. That's a whole different lesson to teach, a whole different lesson in appreciation of Allah. And to go saying, the Goyim also do it. The Goyim also take section 8. And they also do this scale. Come on. And can Rabbanim can say such a thing? This is not very pleasant. All right, let's take a